There you go, Amy. That one's for you. Whew, I am coming in hot. I thought that I had a ton of time coming in here, but then I got caught talking to a friend. But anyways, we got to get going.
Really, it's a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You're about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference. Between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Austin. Sit around and grab a drink, you talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me when it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I be locked in.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Sports Show. That's right, The Sports Show at Sports Show Podcast on the YouTube channel. Thank you to you two new subscribers who subscribed to the channel last week. I truly appreciate it. Hope you're loving the content. For those that aren't on there yet, make sure you go to YouTube, Sports Show TV. Look for that blue and white logo. Amy does a fantastic job of putting it all here when it's all said and done with all the logos and whatnot. So click that. And then Amy, plug your stuff, because click on the Amy stuff. She does good work, as you can see. Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, CJSW 90.9 FM. I believe it's next week I'm recording for the CJSW show. But nonetheless, this is week two of the solo show. The this is me. That's it. That's all I got. And yeah, I'm just trying to look here. I'm just trying to make sure that we got everything going on. I'm looking at the microphones for a second there. I got messed up. I'm like, is this even recording? Is this, you know, is this a thing? Nonetheless, it's week two. Mitch is in Greece. I don't know what to tell you there, but he's having a good time. Now, we have given Mitch flack for not being at a beach the last time that he was in Greece. And what I'm going to tell you is that, truthfully, he's taken some photos, but I don't see him in those photos. And so I can't verify whether or not Mitch is actually at the beach. Now, I've seen his wife and his son at the beach. I haven't seen him at the beach. One would argue that he's the one taking the photos, but we can't verify it. So Mitch Greece Beach Watch, it's still at an all-time low right now. Can't verify it. I need to see you. I need to see you in a bathing suit on the beach holding whatever it is that you're holding. Now, the other thing, Mitch, you know, you're a pretty jealous guy. I get that, right? You're kind of, I wouldn't call you jealous. You're a little bit of a hater. And, you know, you heard the last episode and you have the audacity to give me a 7 out of 10 for that last genius. I know what's happening. See, Mitch struggles with relevancy, everybody. And so now that he's away and he sees that I can carry the show solo and write an agenda and do all his thing and all this and that, he's worried. He's scared for his job. It's almost like I'm artificial intelligence and he's still in the textile factory. It's not going to be a good thing for him. So much so that he decides to rate my show. I know what he's doing. It's not going to work. Not this guy. But second of all, he starts throwing the agenda my way. Listen. No. You don't throw agenda items my way when you're on holidays. You want agenda input, my friend? Then you come to the booth. If you're not in the booth, I don't want to hear it. I don't want you to tell me what we're talking about. Although I took those tips, thank you. But nonetheless, there's a lot of things happening in sports right now. A lot. We got to wrap up to the NHL. We got to wrap up to the NBA. It's just on the horizon. We got a lot of tennis things going on. We got a lot just news in general. And so this week, for the sake of time, I said, what am I going to put in? What am I not going to put in? So if I don't get to something that you think is hot topic here, just remember it's coming the next week. And I'm kind of sandbagging a bit because I need some filler for the next week as well. But listen, first and foremost, Mitch and I have now been doing wrestling shows. We've been doing color commentary for Dungeon Wrestling, a local promotion here in Calgary by the Hart family. And, you know, we've met the wonderful Mike McGuire that we've done some collaborations with, and our planning to do in the future, and we'll keep you posted with that because there's some really exciting news coming from our end of the table as well. But with that, you know, Mitch and I have always been wrestling fans. We've upped our wrestling fansmanship as of late. But we're sad to announce the passing of an all-time great. I just want to put it up here. The Iron Sheik passed away at the age of 81. Now, I can sit here and go on and on and on. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do you one better of people that did go on and on that have done it better. That is A&E Biography. The iconic A&E Biographies. They've been doing a series of WWE biographies. I would highly recommend The Story of the Iron Sheik. That episode is fantastic. This guy is a character above all characters, the epitome of what it means to be a professional wrestling superstar, nonetheless. Anyways, we got to bring it up here. I didn't know if I wanted to put it in rapid banter later, which I did, and I didn't know if I wanted to talk about it, but I do want to talk about it now that we're here. Quick hit. There's been a lot of movement in sports. And the movement in sports has been to a place in the desert. This is a great segue, inadvertently. I just talked about the WWE. Maybe the first people that have started to jump on this train. Started doing a Crown Jewel pay-per-view in Saudi Arabia. And they said, hey, it's a great market there. They got a budget. They got a desire. We got to get in on it. To the point now that the WWE has a flagship pay-per-view or event, as they call it, premium live event in Saudi Arabia. Then you got the boxing world that says, hey, they want some fights over there? We can do that too. It's not so bad. For the average North American, you're watching it maybe on a Sunday afternoon. I mean, hey, when NFL's not on the ticket, what better way to watch some boxing? Brilliant stuff. We'll get to the goods in a second. But soccer players, we saw Ronaldo. He goes, hey, Manchester United, you don't know how to treat a guy like me. Platinum preferred, gold standard. Are you kidding? Okay, listen. I'm going to take my talents and I'm going to go to Saudi Arabia. Benzema is just leaving. He's going to the same place as well. And so you see this appetite and you say, okay, well, conventional wisdom says there's this guy named Lionel Messi. He's obviously looking to leave. He's obviously looking to go. And no, he didn't decide to take his talents to Saudi Arabia. Call him the GOAT. Call him this is where you decide to be different. This is why we love him. He decides to join LeBron James from years back and say, hey, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. And you got Lionel Messi dubbed as the GOAT, regardless, one of the greatest of all time, says, hey, I'm not in it just for the money. I'm going to make my money, but I want to go to the MLS. I want to be in America. And you know what? I got to tell you, I love this move on way too many levels. I love it because sometimes it's good when you have a contrarian that just doesn't give in to the hype, right? I love it for the fact that we've already seen the Ronaldo Messi show. We don't need to go to Saudi Arabia to really see it again. We got it in its prime years. That's not why these players are there. But I love it because he says, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to make my own stint in the U.S., and I'm going to be a little bit different. And Ronaldo, you got your side? Perfect. Let's be gentlemen about this. We battled each other for the better part of 2 decades. You have yours. I have mine. You take Saudi. I take the U.S. And we divide and we conquer. And you and I just ride this thing out into the sunset as the two most prominent generational talents in soccer history that have mimicked the exact trajectory for our all time. So this was absolutely fantastic. I love everything about this move right here. I also love it, being a Canadian, for the MLS. I love it for the MLS because it is our, we've always had the English Premier League. That's our closest thing to soccer that we have. On top of that, yes, you know, we when soccer has increased in popularity, And for soccer faithful fans here, yes, you have access to all the different leagues. But what I'm saying on primetime TV for us, our introduction to soccer is the ML. Was the English Premier League. We have the MLS, but it's nothing glorious. It's nothing too sexy. If you got the Canadian teams in there and they get far in like Toronto FC has done, you say, okay, maybe I'll throw an eye at it. But you need star power. You need star power. You need players. You need eyes on the prize. And that's what I love about what's happening here with Lionel Messi going to the MLS. And hopefully it starts attracting more talent. I'd love to see Major League Soccer in the U.S. become that much bigger because the Americans have an incredible pedigree for taking sports competitive levels to top tier. And I want to see them do that in soccer. And I think it'd be greater for the game and it'd be greater for a lot of players to really start to get a great look in and an opportunity to play all around the world. So he goes to the U.S. We got a theme here. Saudi Arabia this, Saudi Arabia that. Saudi Arabia's into boxing, into soccer, into this. Guess what else they're into? They're into golf, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I can't wait. You know, this is like, for Easter time when we fast and when you do the Orthodox fast and you don't eat meat for about 50 days, 49 to be exact. And then the lamb is coming. The Greek lamb is coming and you're licking your chops, right? Or it's your birthday, you got reservations to that nice restaurant, or the weather's nice and you finally got that long weekend off and you went in and you got the brisket and you're smoking it for how many hours that you do and you can't wait. This, I couldn't wait all week for. I didn't know where to start. I don't know where to end. I still don't to this day. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to throw it at you, roster. If I miss something, you say, Dimitri, you better bring this point up on the next week's episode because guess what? I don't think we're going to be done with this one for a long time. How fantastic is this? You got to give credit where credit is due. As much as I slam my partner, I got to give him the homage and say, hey, Mitch called it on the sports show from day one. And what did he say? For those that don't remember, he says, hey, they're going to merge. It's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins. The PGA just wants to get paid. That's it. That's all there is to it. And was he wrong? Was he absolutely, absolutely wrong? No, he was not. Of course the PGA was going to submit. Of course they were. Come on right now. Because you know what, PGA, and this is what we talked about on the podcast, all you're doing is running the same game that they're trying to do. You're no different than the Greek guy who opens a pizza place on this corner and then another Greek guy who opens a pizza place a couple corners down. You're all in it for the same thing, okay? You're all in. But the moment someone else does it, oh, you become the biggest haters. Nah. You just wanted to get paid. Now, let's call it what it is. The moment that players started gravitating, like the Mickelsons, like the Johnsons, like the Kepkas, all in all, which that one surprised me from the sense you say, you have a really good career to win these majors. But then at the same time, everyone has different incentives in sports, right? We see it all the time. But the moment you saw that happen, you said, listen, does the PGA really have that close? They knew. It was just, okay, let's just make sure we get paid. And that's what they did. That's not all I want to talk about today. What I want to talk about is who got screwed more in this deal right now? I'm trying to think. Is it Tiger Woods that got screwed more? Is it Rory McIlroy? Mr. I'm doing the right thing. Because the PGA, this is why you guys are the biggest jerks of all time. I can't believe that knowing, and I know you knew, don't say you didn't know. I know you knew from the get-go, or very close to. But the moment you saw players turning down big amounts of money to go play because you forced them out, wow. I thought that firing people from jobs because you didn't want to take a jab was bad. Listen, all you conspiracy theorists out there, I have an idea. Lay off the Pfizer and the Moderna and just start attacking the PGA. You want to talk about You want to talk about screwing people over? This one to me was the worst thing of all time. I can't believe it. You know, I wish there was a way through some kind of litigation that would have allowed and maybe allow these players to make some of their due, but I can't believe it. It was a matter of time. They put up a stink for nothing. They tried to be elitist. They realized that the kids didn't want to play in the sandbox. They just wanted the money the whole time, and we knew it was coming down the pipe. And for all of you that say, well, you know, this isn't with LIV Golf. It's with the parent company, and it's different. Listen, how about you get your head out of the sand, okay? We'll keep it in the desert regions and appropriate for the kids. Get your heads out of the sand, okay? Of course, this is exactly what it is. This is exactly what it is. And you know what's funny? The whole time, I never understood how the PGA and all you PGA fans right there, all you golf fans, now you all can eat, you know, you can eat crow. You can eat your, let's keep golf references. You can eat your birdies and your albatrosses and shove them in your golf bags. Well, all you're bitching and complaining and moaning about how this is bad for the sport. It was coming down the pipe. And I will challenge this to you. Any of you PGA faithful that still think it's bad, the moment someone can tell me the difference between qualifying for the FedEx Cup versus playing in LIV Golf and trying to make it in the PGA, when you have your answer for me, I will keep my mouth shut. But you can't, and you won't, and you never will. That's all I got to say. We'll end on that. Anyways, roster, I said, we're going to talk about this a lot because I just know that we will. Chime in. Give me your thoughts. Say, Dimitri, you missed the point over here. Or, hey, you need to have Mitch back before you get going. You got to play a little bit. Whatever it is, you bring it up over here. All right. Let's move on. Let's talk the NHL. Stanley Cup playoffs. Vegas Golden Knights versus the Florida Panthers. Last week when we left off, we were teeing off that they were about to begin. What has happened since then? The Vegas Golden Knights take a commanding 2-0 lead. And when I say commanding 2-0 lead, I mean they pop 7 goals in the Panthers in game 2 to the point where Mitch in his text message goes, are these the Panthers or the Pussycats? Which ones are they? Is this a house cat or a panther? What are we dealing with over here? And much like sometimes what Mitch does, he jumps the gun a little bit early because in game 3, he was looking correct. Golden Knights are up 2-1. But the Panthers did what the Panthers have done and what they may continue to always do. They never get stressed being behind. They never get stressed being behind the eight ball. A team that was down against Boston 3-1 to come back and win and then as a result work their way into the final doesn't look at a 2-0 deficit like it's hard business. They've grown accustomed to this being somewhat the regular course of action if you want to win. And they're okay winning in this fashion. And same thing being down 2-1. These are defining moments when it comes to sports, when it comes to teams, when it comes to rallying, when it comes to the hot hand. And who ties the game for them? This is the other important part. It's a guy named Matthew Tkachuk. Again, character there. If the Panthers are a team, there's no pussycats on this team, Mitch. I hate to break it to you. There's a lot of Panthers. But on top of that, looks like there's one hungry lion out there on the team, too. That's this Tkachuk guy. I can't stress enough how amazing this is and how amazing he's doing and the manner in which he's doing it. And I think I like the fact that we got a series now. You know, because if Vegas goes up 3-0, then all of a sudden people get disinterested. And it's not truly indicative of what the team does. Although sometimes these things happen where you get a sweep or a gentleman sweep, and Vegas could very well win the other two. I just like the fact that we got to see there's a little bit of a fight. Because if you've been watching the games, it's still good hockey. It's actually great hockey. To watch. I'm really enjoying watching these teams play. They're really having to work for it. But Tkachuk, I mean, I'd be remiss. I mean, it's a Calgary show. We're a Calgary-based show. I shouldn't say it's a Calgary show. It's a Calgary-based show, and I'm probably going to bring this up somewhat next week on the CJSW. I just couldn't help myself for this one because of the news that broke out. And when we get to the CJSW show, it's going to be a little bit stale, so I kind of have to throw it out here right now. And if you look, you know, there's always moves behind the moves in the NHL. So you got the Stanley Cup playoffs that are happening right now. That's all fine and dandy. That's great. But behind is movement. So, for example, you got Tkachuk, who used to be an old Flame. And he's in the Stanley Cup final right now, along with another ex-Flame and Sam Bennett, who happen to be on the same line. Wow, that was hard to figure out for the coach of Florida. He's sitting here, you know, he's just, this whole organization is just looking and saying, wow. Like, wow. Like, wow. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? You know, why don't they just trade Backlund to Florida, get it over with? Might as well at this point. Anyhow. So they're doing well. Well, then the other superstar, the guy who actually left first, what does he do? You know, he went to Columbus and everyone's laughing. You know, you went for less money on a stupid team. Are we going to be laughing? Calgary goes through their rebuild, structure, management, coaching, players. Who knows where they're going to land next year? And then I'm looking at Columbus this week and I'm like, oh, well, Columbus has made a trade to the apparent rebuilding Philadelphia Flyers for, I don't know, a defenseman named Provorov, he's not so bad. Oh. And then they got other news where they're like, oh, there's this coach who's kind of won a Stanley Cup, Olympic gold. His name's Mike Babcock, and they're kind of talking to him maybe to come to Columbus. This is all I got to say. South Carolina, George, I now leave this in your court to chime in on how you're feeling right now, how you're doing. I'm being very empathetic. But I don't know. The topic here, foresight, you guys, foresight. Yeah, I am knocking the Calgary Flames because deep down I'm still a Penguins fan. All right. Let's go into the next sport here. We're rolling for time. I want to keep this to half-hour shows. I want to get going. On the one side, we got these NHL finals. On the other side, we have the NBA finals. Again, last week, I think they had just finished game one, if I recall. But nonetheless, they were just getting started, much like the NHL. Where are they now? They've played four games since then. And in those four games, at the end of it, you have the Denver Nuggets that have taken a 3-1 stranglehold lead on the Miami Heat. It's not so hot in Miami on the basketball side, maybe on the soccer side, but not on the basketball side right now. They're struggling. And you can see it. You can see it in the players and the coaches, especially after last game. They can taste it. Okay? They know. The water is up to their neck right now. They're in the middle of the ocean. They're panicking. They're really wishing that they took those swimming courses and got all the way up to the, you know, the white badge or whatever it was when we were growing up. They're kind of like Mitch. They wish they went in the water and swam so they could fend for themselves. Guys, let's just call it what it is. We're witnessing a phenom. I just cannot help week to week but not talk about Jokic, a phenom in the sport. The guy is out of control. There's a stat, I have it on my phone, I didn't write it down, but after last game, first player in a finals, details to follow, with over 500 points, 200 rebounds, averaging triple-doubles. Triple-double records in the postseason. A big man who does it all. It's hard to get in the way of. But in the NBA, you also got to have a team. The Denver Nuggets have shown that. I wonder what this Nuggets team would have been to this point if they would have just had a healthy, complete team for the last 5 years coming into the playoffs. It would have changed the whole dynamic in sports. Let's be honest. It would have changed the whole dynamic in sports. I know it's, you know, hindsight's 20/20. And sports would never be sports if you never had a what if factor. But what if they were healthy and the Golden State Warriors didn't win their last one. Then you don't have any of the Steph Curry talk. Dynasty talk. What if they were healthy and during the bubble, they could have beat the Lakers? And LeBron James now has a different story to his career. And not in a good way. So that's what's crazy about this guy and this team. But let me tell you why they're dominating. There was a defining moment in what the Denver Nuggets are doing as a team. And that you can't stress enough if you really want to win an NBA championship. Or any championship for that matter. Yesterday, fourth quarter, comes along. Long story short, Jokic gets his fifth foul. He's got a sub off. The commentators are talking about this. But you're seeing it play out in front of you. While he's on the bench, there's a team that's down 2-1. Knowing the implications, they're down 10 points. They're down 2-1 in the series. It's the fourth quarter. They got to get going. They know what's up. And while he's on the bench, running the clock, what does the team do? When it was all said and done, before Jokic came back in to close it out, you guys, they let up on 1 point. That's it. That's it. That's all they could do. You got to have depth scoring. You got to have a bench. You have to have a team. You have to have a deep bench, you guys. There's just no other way around it. There's no other way around it. And that's the reason why you look at some teams like the Lakers, for example, like the Warriors right now, for example. Although it's hard for me to say, but it is true, you guys. To some degree, Milwaukee, that was one of the things that was, I think that was hurting them. When the big guys can't perform, or when they're not producing enough, it's good to get 50 points in a game. Hey, 76ers, there's another team I'm talking to you. You got to have this, okay? You got to have this. Let's be honest, the series should have been over. I think we can all say that Miami just snuck it out for game three. But at this point, I bring up a thing. If I'm in the playoffs, Miami, you know you're going to lose. I don't care about rah-rah stories. You know you're going to lose. You know what I think? I think there should be like a surrender factor where you say, like, you know, in blackjack, when you can surrender against a potential blackjack, get half the money, man. Hey, you know what? I put up 10. Hey, just give me half my money back. I surrender. Let me just, you know, let me take him and run. Quite frankly, that's what I think the team should be allowed to do. Listen, we'll give you the championship. But you got to give up some of that bonus money. That's it. Just give up some of the, like, everyone gets paid more. We're all walking. Why play? Why play? And I know some of you are going to say, well, that's sports. Okay. I want to know who the smart guy is. I want to know which one of you is the guy that's going to tell me that Miami's coming back with conviction. Not the, and if they do, not to say, I told you so. No. I want it with conviction. With that, I'm looking at the clock. We go to Rapid Banter. Last week in Rapid Banter, I asked if Messi was going to Saudi Arabia. It turns out now we know, and as I talked at the top of the show, he's going to the USA. I want to know, major league mistake or botched Khalifa? All right. Many games have been postponed in the United States because of the Canadian wildfires. Terrible neighbor or we want that smoke? Let's, you know, we gotta do something over there. It's, you know, we're out of everything. We gotta make our claim known. I love it. Okay. Oh, here's, this one was a good one. It just doesn't get better. The purple team is releasing their star running back, Dalvin Cook. Smart move or give Kirk Cousins more money? Oh, purple team. Oh, God bless you. Thank you for the news. Thank you for the news. The Champions League final is set today. Manchester City versus Inter Milan. Does the Champions League have the best sports jingle or Inter Miami? I thought it was Inter Milan. Yeah, Messi. He knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Listen. I want to get into the show. I want to get into the rapping of the show. Rapid banter is not my forte. It's Mitch's forte. I self-admit this. So I know my lane. I don't do a lot of it. Mitch is good at the topics. He's a better peruser than I have. So if you're going to say, rapid banter was weak, of course it's weak. It's the weakest part of the show. It's like, that's just me, though. My stomach and abdomen area is weak. But we all know it's in my voice, my hair, my looks, and everything. So I know my lane, okay? But, okay, we talked about it. Messy at the top of the hour. Messy at the top of rapid banter. Messy. And thanks to Mitch's contributions, he says, hey, be a good idea. Things for Messi to do in Miami. That's it. Maga Malaka. Things for Lionel Messi to do in Miami. All right. Number one, beach parties. Should Lionel Messi be attending the beach parties? Absolutely. What else is there to do? I mean, isn't that the whole point of going there, right? Well, outside of no state tax. Okay. Getting his boating license. Should Lionel Messi get his boating license? I'm gonna go with MAGA. You know, it's you got to do something in between the seasons, right? Why not have a little academia? It's applicable. It's gonna be part of your culture now. Okay, I know what you're thinking. I already know what you're thinking, so I've already brought it into. Don't get the boat license. Do you buy a yacht? The answer is MAGA. Yes, you do buy a yacht. It becomes the SS Messi, right? Which would make it the messy. See, there you go. And then, you know, we're talking revenue beyond revenue right now. I mean, imagine this. I'm just throwing it out there, Messi. Hey, just throwing it out there. I don't know, the 3-on-3 yacht deck soccer tournament? You're welcome. That's what I thought. Okay. Oh, here's a good one. Since he's going to be a Miami resident, should he just run in really quick because he's really good at sports and join the Miami Heat? Malaka, listen, I know he's good with balls in the feet, but I don't think that anything could save Miami right now from the Denver Nuggets. Sorry, Messi, I know you're good, but no, in general, yes. But joining Miami Heat for the championship, maybe not so much, okay? Lifeguard, should Lionel Messi become a lifeguard? I'm going to go with Malaka. I, you know, maybe honorary lifeguard to say you have the badge, but I don't think that he needs it. We need lifeguards to save Messi so he can play for the team. Here's one. Join a cartel. I'm going to go with MAGA. I mean, number one, you want to increase your fan base, okay? You really do. You want to increase that fan base. And, I'm sure there's some really solid folk in those cartels. And here's the other thing. Compared to what goes on in Buenos Aires, I mean, these are probably like Boy Scouts to him. So I don't think anything bad will happen out of that. And last but not least, now that you're in Miami, Mr. Messi, do you stay in Miami or do you move to Boca? That is correct. Maybe the greatest place in Florida. The ever so popular sports show, Boca Vista. You want what else is popular? We're popular. We've been popular on the YouTube channel. Subscribe to it, ladies and gentlemen. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Look up the Sports Show TV on YouTube with the blue and white logo. Go to Instagram immediately, right now, as you're listening to it. You're about to taper off. I'm sending you there at Sports Show Podcast. Podbean, Spotify, iTunes. That's where you can listen to the feed. You can also listen to us on the CJSW, playing the third Tuesday of every month, which next week I'm recording for. But listen, episode 263, this is one for the books. I do got to shove it in the locker because I have to hit the shower. Thank you, Ross.